Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Boys Wrestling, Keaton Wilson, as the Warhawks prepare for their biggest tournament of the season, the state qualifying meet coming up on Saturday over at Lake Mills. And coach, how you feel your wrestlers have progressed to some of the biggest moments of the year coming up here in recent competitions?
They've made strides throughout the year, and now it's time to just prove the strides. It is the biggest meet of the year. I mean, it's obviously you win, or you get top two, and your season continues, or you're done. Your season's over. So just stressing to have fun, let it fly this weekend.
And during your prep here this week with practices, what strategy has looked like, what execution has looked like to be ready for Saturday?
It's different for every kid. Everybody wrestles different, so kind of honing in on the different things that we need to do, that we have to do in order to be successful this weekend, and we're working those as hard as we can throughout practice this week.
Highlighting some of your wrestlers that have had some really good seasons to this point, we'll start with Jensen Robbins in 215, a really good sophomore season so far.
Yeah, very good sophomore season. Made a lot of improvements from last year. Got a very good opportunity this weekend. Just has to go out there and wrestle. Let the background noise be background noise, and don't let it get in his head. And just go out there and wrestle. Have fun with it and stay in good position. And hopefully we'll see him down at Casey Center.
What you've seen from Jameson O'Connor, one of your smaller weight wrestlers that has been growing here this year in his first varsity season?
With Jameson, I call him Jamo, that's my nickname for him. He makes great strides, and I mean, he knows what he's doing. He just gets himself out of position sometimes, which this week we're trying to like hone in on, hey, if you get in this position, which you might, this is what you do, rather than doing what we've been doing where we go to our back. So just stressing that, but I mean, he's shown that, I mean, he'll toe the mat with anyone. He doesn't care who's across the mat from him, so.
What you've seen from Brooks Jones, he missed half the season due to injury, but he's been able to come back here in this second half and really help out your team.
Yeah, Brooks got a third 2 weekends ago, so did Jensen at the North Butler tourney. The best I've seen Brooks wrestle this year. I mean, in the room, he shows it. It's all about putting what he does in the room on the mat on Saturday. If he does that, it would not surprise me one bit that he makes the state tournament. He's got really good offense on his feet. He's really good from the top position, and we've been working the bottom position really, really hard this week with him. So, and that'll continue. And it's just putting it all together at the right time. 2 weekends ago, he seemed to be putting it all together right at the right time. So I'm really hoping that continues and the growth continues to this weekend. And if it does, hopefully he's got himself a chance down at the Casey Center.
Going into Saturday, as a former wrestler yourself that has gone through conference tournaments, state qualifying tournaments, your message to your wrestlers as they enter a day like this, that even if they lose that first match, they still have something to fight for, to wrestle back for, to get that state qualification.
Wrestling is tough. The season's long. The season's brutal on your body. Just go out there and wrestle. I mean, it doesn't matter who's across from you, just wrestle. My big thing for him is get the proper amount of sleep the night before, be eating the right foods the week of, be drinking the right things the week of. Put yourself at the best shape that you've been at going into this tournament. Success will show itself, whether you make it to the state tournament or not. First round, if you lose first round, you can battle back for a true second. There's a true second match, so don't beat yourself up on it too much.
From the practice side of things, has there been a technique thing that you've really been working on with your wrestlers to be best prepared for Saturday?
It depends. It varies. I mean, I don't want my lightweights doing the same stuff I want my heavier guys doing. So, I mean, it varies in the room. Depends on what I see the key to success, the path to success being on Saturday. So honestly, there's probably like four or five kids that are doing four or five different things on their feet, bottom, top, for Saturday.
Final thoughts, Coach, as this Warhawks team continues to grow, both in the size of the roster and in their confidence on the mat, and has a chance to battle for the ultimate prize, a trip down to Des Moines next week, this weekend. Are your final thoughts to our listener?
Thanks for the support this year. The guys greatly appreciate it. We love it. We plan to continue to grow West Fork. The boys team hopefully have about 20 kids out next year, and return everyone that's coming back. And that confidence, that growth will come hopefully the same way that Jensen's did this year and Brooks did this year, and hopefully see some more success next year.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and your Warhawk wrestlers on Saturday at the state qualifying meet at Lake Mills. And thank you again for the time here this afternoon.
Thank you.